B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Well, hey, it's Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So this is called Worst Date Wednesday. We want to hear from you at 704-570-9595.
It's not just any Wednesday, Loren. It's what Wednesday?
Worst Date Wednesday.
Thank you. Angela, hi.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing really well. So tell us about your worst date.
Great. So this very affluent guy picks me up. I'm excited about the date. As soon as he gets to me, he's like, oh, wow, you look gorgeous. He was like, but I make you look so much better. So I'm like, okay, this is going great already. So we actually get to the restaurant. We were going to Ruth's Chris. We were having dinner. His phone is going off the whole entire date. And he continues to text and everything. And I'm like, hey, you know, I'm over here. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. He was like, I'll just cut my phone off. So he cuts his phone off. And the whole entire date, he's talking about, oh, I have this home, and I have this, and I have this car, and I just purchased this, and I'm a business owner. And it just kept going on and on and on. And I'm like, oh, hi, I'm Angela. I'm over here. Would you like to know about my life as well? Like,
where did you guys meet, Angela?
We actually met at the airport in Atlanta, and our relationship continued over the phone. And I kind of realized that he was very cocky and narcissistic.
Yeah. But he wasn't that way at the airport.
No, he was very nice, and I thought, you know, this, you know, he's very attractive, affluent, and I was excited about where our relationship would go, but I could not get a word in edgewise about myself. I'm like, hello, like, would you like to know if I have children, you know, what I do, you know, anything about me? It was so annoying. So we were at dinner, and I'm texting my friend, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Do you mind coming to pick me up at Ruth's Chris? And she's like, what's going on? I'm like, this guy is such a pig. Like, I'm so ready to go. And so I told the waitress, like, she totally realized, because even when she came to take our order, he was on the phone, and she's like standing there, and I'm like rolling my eyes. So her and I were feeling each other.
Yeah.
Like, amazingly. Like, we were on the same page.
Girl code.
And yeah, girl code. So I looked at her, and I told him, I said, could you excuse me? I'm going to go to the restroom. So I go to the restroom, and I told her, my order, could you please add a dessert to that and an extra side of another steak to that, because I'm going to get it to go. And whenever it's ready, just let me know and bring it to me, and I'm just going to walk out the back. And she's like, what? Are you really going to do that? I'm like, absolutely.
So savage.
He's texting me, and I'm like, this is our, I was like, oh, I saw a girlfriend in the bathroom. We're just kind of talking. I'll be right back out. Oh,
he was texting you saying, where are you?
Huh?
He was like texting you while you were away at the table saying, where are you?
Yeah.
He
was like, is everything okay? And I'm like, oh, yeah. I was like, I'm taking a phone call too, just like you. Like, I was being a complete.
Man. So did you ever talk after that night?
Yeah. Actually, he called me, and he was like, you know, what you did was really messed up, but I guess I was being selfish. And so can I make it up to you? And I said, absolutely not. Like, I totally. It was over after that.
Because
that's a narcissistic, you know, guy.
And that's awesome. So
it was horrible.
You might already, on our first call, win Worst Date Wednesday,
yeah.
Angela.
Oh, yeah, it was awful.
All right.
Yeah,
at least so you got a steak and a side out of it and a dessert.
A steak and a side, yeah, absolutely. And a couple of cocktails.
That is great. Thanks, Angela. All right, let's take more phone calls. Worst Date Wednesday. We want to hear about your terrible first date. In fact, the date was so bad, Loren, that like Angela, you had a bail on it.
704-570-9595.
Lauren in Mooresville, can you hang on 1 second for us, Lauren?
Let's make sure that Karen knows how important it is to get beer
fest
together.
Did I hear something about beer?
Nice. I thought I heard beer fest.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lauren.
Hello, sorry. I was listening to my manager.
Oh.
What are you doing with beer?
I work at a beer and wine store.
Oh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay,
that's
how
fantastic.
Cool.
We need to talk.
I'm so sorry. I was like listening to like what my
we heard everything. It was like War of the Roses where they're just listening. Now listen, Lauren, we want some time with you, so we're gonna do one song. We're gonna come back, but you had to have your best friend. You texted your best friend to save you on a first date, huh?
Oh, for sure. It was a Mayday situation.
Okay, awesome.
Don't go anywhere. Okay, hang out for like 3 minutes. Can you do that? Good.
Yes, no problem.
More beer and wine, please.
It's the Meeting More in the Rim Morning Show with Worst Day Wednesday. Don't go anywhere.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Loren, what's today?
It's Worst Day Wednesday.
Why are you not excited about it? I want to hear more like Worst Day Wednesday.
There you go.
Are you excited? Is something wrong? Do we need to peel back? Get the sad music ready.
Oh, God, what?
What's going on? Is everything fine?
Nothing.
I didn't hear excitement for Worst Day Wednesday.
Why are you not on our level?
The Loren Marola story. Sorry, you guys are like a 10 and shot out of a cannon this morning.
I know.
You can't look at bad dates as a negative thing. It's a good laugh at this point now. Like Angela, who walked out on a guy at Ruth's Chris, but before she left on the first date,
she was awesome.
She ordered a side of steak, dessert, and
to
like
go.
Drink.
That's
a go.
And you know, I remember I was at Ink and Ivy, and that's a restaurant in Uptown where all the big skyscrapers are. And somebody was on a date, clearly a date, and I walked by to leave, and the guy was on Tinder while he was on a date.
Crazy.
Swiping.
Craziness.
What's your worst date Wednesday? 704-570-9595. Lauren in Mooresville.
Working at Total Wine and More.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. So you had to have a best friend bail you out on a worst date, huh?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Okay, it was so bad. The guy picks me up. Totally fine. And, you know, I try to be funny. You know, sometimes I say, like, stupid jokes, and they're really not that funny. I mean, it was going to sound, like, really shallow or whatever. But he laughed at every single one of my jokes. I'm really not that funny, and they're kind of stupid, but that was, like, one thing. And then for the first 10 minutes, he starts revealing all this super personal information. Like, things that, like, you know, you shouldn't really tell people until you've known them for a while.
Like what? Give us an example.
Like, almost like his childhood traumas. Like his recent traumas and things like that. It's like, I understand. So I kind of just brush it off. I was like, maybe this guy doesn't really have anybody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine, but it's whatever. And so finally, I was like, oh, let's just go to the store. We'll walk around. We'll hang out. I didn't really want to go get anything to eat because I didn't want to be stuck waiting for food, listening to this guy. I kind of wanted to just be
there. Move it along. Yep.
So after that, he kind of just was like, we were looking at things, I was still making jokes, he was still laughing at them, and then he kept, like, touching me.
Oh, okay? No!
Yes! He kept, like, touching me, like, touching my shoulder, trying to grab for my hand.
Why she said it in a weird way, in a creepy way, too.
The
way she said it, I was like, oh my gosh, she's been assaulted! Oh.
Yeah, well, still. Anyways, it's still unsolicited.
Okay, so did you bail at this point?
Yeah, I was like, hey, man, don't really know you. Let's kind of, like, just take a step back.
Cool it.
Really, like, into the whole hand-holding thing, which I am. Just not with that guy. So after that, he just kept, like, making me things. He was like, oh, yeah, eventually I want to get married. I want to have kids. I'm 23 years old. Really not talking about that kind of thing right now. So then after that, he just kept making, like, weird comments of, like, oh, what do you think of this? And he was actually, like, pulling up, like, this wedding app and was, like, looking at things, like,
what?
Bouquets.
Oh,
and
my gosh. So when did you leave? At what point?
We were, like, it was an antique store. So we were, like, close to the middle, which was, I was so sad because we were getting ready to come up to my favorite part of the whole store. And I just, like, said my best friend, like, our secret word, which was, like, pickle or something. I said, like, 20 times. And she, like, called me immediately.
Okay.
She was, like, oh, my God, please, like, come quickly. There's something wrong with my dog.
Oh, my gosh. That's such an awful date, Lauren. I mean, this is the reason why I am so glad I'm in a relationship. I would hate to date. Oh, so I feel so bad. All right, Gina and Charlotte, what's your worst date Wednesday?
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I met I met this boy online, and we went to a really nice restaurant the first time we met, and we're sitting down, and we're talking. He was like, there's a few things I need to tell you that, you know, I did not really disclose on my dating profile. I'm like, okay. He was like, I have three kids. I was like, oh, okay, strike one.
Yeah.
And I'm a staunch Catholic. He goes, I'm Jewish. And I was like, okay, strike two.
Yep.
And then he was like, he goes, and I'm not divorced from my wife yet. We're separated.
Oh, come on.
Check, please.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, thanks, Gina. It's like, these three things shouldn't be allowed if you're on a first date.
Oh, they're now together and married?
Oh, shoot. Sorry, Nicole said we were supposed to ask if they're still together. Sorry, I'm trying to move things along because we're up against the clock and I want to get to everyone. But they're married now after all that. Crazy. So are the kids Jewish or Catholic? Get her back.
Now I need more information. Just like usual, we screw it up.
Shannon in Granite Falls, we're going to try not to screw it up. What happened? Someone got a little too tipsy on your date?
Way too tipsy.
So, was it you or him?
Not me. I tried to be a good girl on my dates most of the time. So we go out, and she's a clinical psychologist. She's about 10 years older than me. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to try some, like, older chicks, see how it goes. Well, we go out to Asheville, and it's, like, this really nice place, and it's really cute, and everybody's hippies over there. So we're drinking, and I wasn't even drinking too much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
But she only had like two drinks, but she was just getting way too overboard. So as the night went on, like, she started getting really kind of drunk. And so I was like, let's go for a walk so that we can walk it off a little bit. So then she wanted to get matching tattoos, and I had to, like, pull her away from the tattoo shop. I've got lots of tattoos, and she wanted to have matching tattoos. And I was like, no, we're not doing that.
First date.
She was trying to make out with me all night. She was just all over me. It was kind of weird. And so we go on, and she wants to get another drink, and I'm like, are you sure? So she gets another drink. Well, that one just put her over. So she was just crazy at that point, and she was, like, acting weird and doing weird things and wobbling all over the place. So I took her to a bar that had, like, an outdoor, like, place that you could sit. And so we're sitting there, and she just passes out, like, out, cold. And so I'm sitting there staring at her, like, what do I do? Because I don't want to leave her. So I finally, like, wake her up. I'm shaking her. I'm like, can you wake up? Give me your phone and let me call your sister. Let me call you a Uber.
Let me help you.
She was, like, looking at me like I was trying to do something weird and telling me how we should get married. And I was like,
wow.
Oh,
and, you know, Shannon, that kind of sounds like your first date.
No, I wasn't trying to get married. I just threw up on him.
You're just a little drunk.
And now you're married with a kid. Yeah. All right, this is one.
Samantha and Shelby, welcome to the Mania Warrior of the Red Morning Show. Tell us about Worst Date Wednesday.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So mine started with, I had started a new position at work, and that's how I met him. So he asked to take me out on a date, told me he didn't have any kids or anything like that. So cool. Well, he picks me up for the date. He has a kid, and when we get to the park, he leaves me to babysit.
Oh, no.
And he leaves.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Yes. So I had to figure out who her mom was and take the kid to her mom.
Oh, my gosh. That's so crazy. Samantha.
Yes.
Holy cow. Thanks for the call, Samantha. Worst Date Wednesday. Holy cow, you guys. It is a mess out there. If you're not dating, that's the reason why you should be happy that you're together with someone or you're just single and happy.
Yeah.
Oh, so crazy. If you missed anything, check it out on our podcast on the Kiss95.1 app. Hey, we've got a senseless survey for you coming up. A good laugh, Roy's random questions that he asked someone. Coming up in under 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.